USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House hearing is probing into the Trump administration's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Republican ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Greg Walden, says the Trump administration took unprecedented action.
He tightened up our borders, established a presidential task force to coordinate efforts, and invoked executive authority seldom used except in times of emergency or war.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing protesters who are vandalizing or tearing down statues of the Founding Fathers. Speaking on the Senate floor, the Kentucky Republican says, "We cannot let angry mobs carrying rope act outside the rule of law."
Well, Madam President, there could be no clearer sign that these far-left radicals have severed any connection to the righteous cause of racial justice.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the MAGA Mall. TheMAGAMall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
A new national poll finds a record number of Americans find the death penalty unacceptable. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Long a divisive issue across America, capital punishment now considered morally unacceptable to a record share of Americans, according to the latest edition of an annual Gallup survey. Gallup says this year's poll finding 54% of U.S. adults said the death penalty is morally acceptable, but that's a decline of 6% from last year. It's 4 points lower than the previous all-time low. And the annual Values and Benefits survey found that 40% of respondents say the death penalty is morally wrong, the highest rating since Gallup began asking that question in 2001.
Conrad Paul James, a 27-year-old man from North Carolina, was arrested for allegedly starting a riot over the weekend that led to the toppling and damaging of two Confederate monuments in the state capital of Raleigh, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
An investment firm that manages more than $1.5 billion in assets announced on Monday they would be leaving Seattle because of the continued protest near its downtown office. Smead Capital Management saying they're moving to Phoenix because of the unrest downtown. The announcement comes as Seattle Democratic Mayor Jenny Durkin says the violence in the CHOP district has to stop.
The gun violence unfolding at night is not only wrong, it also is undermining and distracting from the message for change that we are hearing in the street and in so many of the peaceful protests. We are working with community to bring this to an end. We are going to focus our greatest efforts on reimagining policing itself.
The Golden Globes have a plan for their return, and USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
The Golden Globes is refusing to let the pandemic get in the way of its party. The ceremony will be held February 28, 2021 in Beverly Hills with previously announced hosts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler, according to the Hollywood Foreign Press. The date, as with that of other awards, had been delayed amid the coronavirus disruption, but with the Academy Awards having staked out April 25th, the Globes jumped on February. Organizers said they will provide guidance on eligibility, the voting period, and the timing of the nominations, and the ceremony will air on NBC.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.